With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 13th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Good, man. How about yourself? Glad to be back on the show.
Yes, Bobby joined us for a celebrity update. And now he's here for Canada.
I'm here, you know, Canada, America, whatever. I'm all for it.
We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And, it was a flippy day.
Yes. Very flippy day. Catching up on everything. It seems like the plan went back and forth about a half a million times. So I'm excited to see what happens. It makes it for an interesting week, not knowing which way this house is going to go. And we're already on Wednesday. So it's going to be a fun week.
Yeah. So we started the day with Dane and Adam. It's day 11 in the Big Brother Canada 7 house. And they are talking a bit about what happened the night before, which we talked about yesterday, where Kaylin got into a bit of a thing with Adam and Sam. Adam mentions that he feels betrayed by Corey because she revealed some of the information that he told her to Kaylin. And so Dane is like, that I wonder if we should pull in Kaylin and target Corey then, because we all know that Dane does not like Corey, and he does like Kaylin. So Dane is all about this.
Yeah, at this point, he's just fully on board, wants this to happen. Everyone in the house, it seems like, is against Corey at this point, so she's the easy target. The thing is, it's going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Kaylin, because I think the house is kind of 50-50 on that, but that's going to be for weeks going on.
Yes. So that's happening there. Adam is going to talk with Steph and Kiki as well about this whole Kaylin situation and how he feels like Corey has betrayed his trust. And they also feel like, well, Kaylin's sketchy, too. I mean, we should be wary of what Kaylin, you know, likes to stir the pot here. So that happens as well. Steph and Kiki are going to be a lot more active today than they have been in previous days, which thank God.
Yeah, it's funny watching them because it feels like they have an agenda of what they want to do, but I don't know if they're fully getting it across to the house. I think they're getting told what they want to hear, but I'm not fully on board with them actually being able to make a plan and having it stick.
Yes, well, we'll see as the day goes on here. So Kira talks with Dane and lets him know that they will not ever target him. That don't worry about it. You are fine. They tell him that they will be nominating Kaylin, but he can help decide who the second nominee is. And this is going to be important, that under normal circumstances, with normal players who don't have an unhealthy obsession with Sam, I think this is a good plan, that Kaylin is, you know, very focused, or sorry, that Kira is very focused on one player, that being Kaylin. And so nobody has anything to worry about from them except for Kaylin. And that's fine. That's good. And not only that, but they're not a very threatening player to begin with. And they're also promising safety. This is really all, they're saying all the right things here. But with Dane, Dane doesn't want to hear that they're coming after Kaylin. Dane kind of likes Kaylin. Dane, you know, wouldn't mind if they put Kaylin on the block, but also wouldn't prefer it. He would love if they targeted Sam, because he just desperately wants Sam gone. He's just like, he's a dog with a bone. He's just like obsessed with it.
Yeah, all of the pretty boys really want Sam out. I think, especially Dane. I think Dane, having a little bit of power, has it in his head that he doesn't want to be the one that makes the move, but he wants someone to make the move, and soon, because he doesn't like how much Sam has Adam's ear. And I think that they're putting all this info out there, kind of seeing what flyers they can get, and in the next week or two, who would be the right person to mold into getting Sam out. And I absolutely am on board with what you're saying. I think that if right now, I think their main target has to be Sam. And I think that they have that locked in their heads going forward.
Yeah, which it's impossible for them to predict that, because it makes no sense that Dane would want to target Sam.
It's a terrible idea, because you have someone like you guys were talking about in the LFC that, like, if you want to be like the Brigade, you have someone that is there and they're going to be molded into whatever you want. They're going to do your dirty work for you. But yet you think they have too much of one person's ear, so you need to get them out. It just feels like that's a bridge you cross when you get to maybe Jury, or if you get to, you know, the final six or final seven, then take them out and let the pretty boys get to the end. But right now, it's just not the time. We're on week two right now. It makes absolutely no sense to pull that trigger now, or even get that in people's heads when it's someone that you can use for you.
Yeah, and it's shades of JC thinking that Caitlyn is controlling Tyler, where it's like, it's not the case at all. In fact, it's not even a Tyler-Caitlyn relationship where he struggled to maintain control over her. It's more like a Derek-Victoria relationship where she would literally, or even worse than that, it's like, I don't know, like, what's her name? And the guy from Big Brother 17 who threw his game away for her. Can't remember either. The names. What was it?
Austin and Julia?
No. The other two.
Oh my gosh! Now I'm blinking.
Mine. Exactly, yeah. The guy, the football guy.
The football guy. Clay.
Clay and Shelly. Clay, who threw his game away for her.
Yeah.
Like, Sam is willing to do anything for Adam, and Adam is not being manipulated by her. He is not being controlled by her in any way.
Yeah.
Sam is an incredible asset to these guys, and yet they are just so obsessed. I do not know where it comes from. It has to just be jealousy. Like, it's just, it's so insanity.
What it is it's like when your buddy gets a girlfriend and that girlfriend takes all his time up, and you're just like, no, that was my friend first. I'm hanging out with that guy. I think that's the mentality that they are taking into this, and I honestly think it's going to be the detriment to their game.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I think this is one of the most boneheaded things I've ever seen. So anyway, Dane is going to have a conversation with Kiki and Steph, and Adam has been advocating, hey, let's not tell them what we're doing quite yet. Let's save it until later, so that they, or even not at all, so that they're left out of the vote. And he wants that for a decent reason. In here, because Kiki and Steph have been just like running in circles the last few days, chasing their tails, thinking Kaylin is the mastermind of the flip, and not even knowing that there's a flip, being like, what, why are people talking about a flip when there's obviously not a flip? They've just been in the dark for a while. Dane is finally going to let them in. He's going to open the door here and shine some light on the situation, and lets them know, you know, things are not looking great here for Mackie. And Steph is like, why? That's stupid. He's a great target to keep around, which is like 100% true for Steph and 100% not true for Dane. But it's a good argument from her perspective. And she's like, well, look, here's an argument for you, Dane. Mackie can take a shot at Sam. And Dane's mind explodes.
It was like all the heavens broke open.
Set Mackie taking a shot at Sam? No. Oh, he would. But, oh, wait. Hold on, though. He said he would put me up. That's the problem. He said he'd put me up, not Sam. And Steph is like, why would he? Okay, hold on. Just give me a second, Dane. Just hold on for a second. And so they go and they talk to Mackie, and Steph is like, okay, I'm going to ask Mackie in front of Dane and try to give him hints that, like, you should say Sam and not Dane. And obviously, if we ask him in front of Dane, he's not going to say Dane's name, and it'll be fine. I'll be able to convince Dane to keep Mackie. It'll be great. So, all right, Mackie, here's Dane with me. Who do you want to put up next week? And Mackie's like, I was thinking like Corey and Dane, and she looks over to Dane and she's like, what are you doing? Why are you so stupid? She doesn't say that. That's what's happening in her head. I know it. And so she goes, okay. Here's a counter proposal. You shouldn't do that. You should maybe nominate Sam. What about that? What if you nominated Sam to go on the block? And Maggie's like, okay, I guess I would nominate Sam and Corey. And she's like, see, there you go. And Dana's like, oh, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. This is wonderful.
It's ridiculous. This guy, I mean, this is why recruits should not play this game. And it's also why they bring great TV to it. But it just blows my mind that a normal person who's watched the show, even a casual fan, knows, do not tell the HOH or the person that controls your fate, oh, I'm definitely getting you out next week, or I'll put you on the block, we'll see what happens. No, tell them what they want to hear. How many times do people have to stress that? And it just blows my mind that Dane, while listening to this and hearing him say that he will put him on the block still, and then, oh no, this is what you need to do, changes it to Sam, that he's still on board with keeping Mackie, or that he becomes on board with keeping Mackie. Like, I get that he's got it set in his mind, Dane, I'm talking about, that Sam is the one he wants gone in the next couple weeks, but it makes no sense when this guy's already told you he will put you up. It just blows my mind. But I love it. The house is going to go crazy with it. And I can't believe that this guy with no ability to play the game is getting molded to, this is what we need you to do, this is what you're going to have to do, this is what you're going to do. And he's going with it, which, more power to him that he's actually trying to save himself and he's willing to change his plan. But, man, this just shows what kind of player he is. And if they don't keep him, I'd be shocked, because he can be molded into whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's this whole thing is just, and this isn't even the end of this. So Dane is like, yay, and he leaves. And Steph is like, what is wrong with you? Don't tell people the truth. You don't need to tell people the truth in this game. Just don't tell people you're going to be putting them on the block. Just lie to them.
Just lie to them.
I need you to tell other people that you're going after Sam, and I need you to not tell Sam that you're going to put her on the block. Like, just I'm trying to instruct you on the very basic level of how to play this game. And Maggie's like, okay, I'll do what you said. I'll do it. Okay. So Mackie goes to Anthony. He's like, hey, Anthony, I'm going to put Sam up. And Anthony's like, oh, yay. They're so dumb.
They're so locked in on Sam that he could say anything that regards to Sam and they'll be like all on board with it. I mean, this guy, in their opinion, is the next biggest comp threat to Adam and Dane and Anthony and Mark. And yet they're so locked into Sam that they'll be doing whatever they have to do to keep him to get Sam out next week. It's just crazy. And Sam's on their side. Who does this?
And Anthony's just like, yeah, she's the worst. Oh, yeah, don't go after Sam. That's great. Then Mackie talks to Sam. And Sam is like, so Mackie, what's your plan next week if you stay? And he's like, well, Corey would be my target. And then, okay, so who else would you put up? Well, I mean, like, you wouldn't even go home even if you were on the block. So he's like, wait, are you saying you'd put me on the block? Well, I mean, you wouldn't go home if you were on you. I mean, Corey would be the target. And she's like, it sounds like you've discussed this plan with other people already. It's like, what? I mean, I don't know.
How does this happen? It's just, I just can't with this guy. I mean, I love it. It's been great feeds. But how does this happen?
I just, he's so bad at this game.
So bad. Like,
and just wait. Mackie is going to be the winner of Big Brother Canada 7. Don't get me wrong. That's what happens on Big Brother Canada.
We are in store for one of the best seasons of all time if Mackie makes it to the end and wins.
Oh, man. It's bad. I just like, he's just like very simple instructions. Like, Steph is trying here and it is just not happening.
It's like a dog with just big puppy dog eyes being like, what do I do now? Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I talk to? If someone can just be the Derek to his Victoria, they will rule this game.
Victoria was a better player, hands down. I will say it. Victoria is a much better player than Mackie ever could be.
You're going on record for this. So.
She was a good puppet. She followed instructions. She knew her role. Even if she was delusional, she played it the right way. Mackie can't even follow the simplest of instructions.
She at least knew the basics of don't tell people you're going after them when they're in power or just in general.
Yeah, Mackie's gonna be my new example for the worst rating on the stock one.
God, I can't wait for the next ratings list that comes out. You need to do a bottom ratings list. Who are the worst players of all time? That.
Oh man. All right. So then Sam makes the mistake. She's trying to bond with Mackie a bit here, talking about how they kind of knew each other in their casting group. And she talks about how Mackie should be playing up the fact that he's a recruit because that's good for him. You know, some people in this house have tried out for the show 5 times. And she is referring to, of course, Adam. And it's very obvious that she is talking about Adam here. And so when she tells this conversation to Adam, Adam's like, what the hell? Only told you that. That was a secret.
Yeah, this is something that he clearly didn't want to get out. And now it's putting a little distrust in what he can tell Sam. This is amazing for Mackie. Like, this is like the best thing that could I swear, today for Mackie has been like the best day any Big Brother player could ever have because of the events that unfold. Like, Sam, this is your number one ally. Do not tell things to people that are on the bottom about your number one ally. And you're clearly talking about him. Who else would you be talking about? I mean, I don't think it's that big of an issue that people know you tried out. But in the house, it's an inflated issue. It's a huge issue. Any reason to get someone out, they'll use against them. So I think this was a big deal. And we'll go on to see what happens.
Yeah. So he's very mad about that. And this immediately gets out. Dane runs to Mark and Anthony and he's like, guess what? Sam told Mackie that Adam applied for the show 5 times and now he's pissed. Isn't this great, guys? Isn't this awesome?
It's like everything is lining up for him. Dane is just so thrilled that now Adam's got distrust in Sam. Mackie's getting people more on board with keeping because there's these secrets that he can let people know. It's just everything's opening up.
Yes. And so he's like, hey, I'm really feeling like we can use Mackie to get Sam out of the house. I'm starting to think that we really should keep Mackie around. And Mark and Anthony are like, sure. I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, they are all completely, like we said, one-sided on Sam getting out. So anything that can leverage that and using a guy that they think is a comp beast to help pull that forward and get Sam out, they're locked into. I mean, he could have gone all the way up till tomorrow and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to put Sam on the block next week. and I think they would have been behind keeping him. I think anything about Sam getting out of this house as soon as possible locked in that that's the plan they need to go with.
Even Mark has been brainwashed into this idea that Sam needs to go. I don't even know what, like, there's three of these guys who are in the best position in the house. Like, it's very clear to me that as, like, you know, Adam is Adam, but he's clearly the best player of the three of them strategically. Like, he is the only one with any kind of head on his shoulders.
It's not even close. Like, he was at least smart enough to bring someone in to make it like the brigade and bring someone in. And that allows you to get other people on board with your group without them knowing about your group. The other guys are just so not for that. You were completely right. They are like the worst players that could be in his alliance. But they are fully on board, and he's fully on board. So at this point, it's just letting it go and seeing where the chips fall.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And really, when I say Adam's the best player, like, if we think about it, if we really want to dig deep here, the best player in the Pretty Boys Alliance is Matt Hoffman for creating the framework of this alliance.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it.
Because without that, these people would be lost.
These guys wouldn't know what to do. I swear, sometimes watching them feels like the only season they watched was season 12. And it's just not going to work for them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch this all crumble. I can't wait. Watch his way to the end.
Yeah, so Eddie has a conversation with Mackie, letting him know, like, hey, you know, just so you know, just, you know, things are starting to look up. You know, you're campaigning to the right people. Just remember, you know, me, Kaylin, Steph, and Kiki have always been in your corner. We are not the people you need to be campaigning to. The other people are the people you need to be campaigning to. Essentially letting Mackie know, like, you know, lie all you want to those other people who are considering voting you out. But then when you stay, we're your allies. You'll do what we want you to do. You know what? This is everything. This is why you don't just take for face value what the nominee who you can vote out says to you after they told you that they would put you on the block and they have closer relationships with everyone else in the house but you. Like, because he will just go back to Kaylin and Eddie and Kiki and Steph, and he will not listen to the guys if they want him to do something else. And spoiler, they kind of do. They kind of would like him to go after Adam before Sam in many ways. And even if he did go after Sam, they still want Adam out. They still are kind of sketched out by the rest of the guys. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit more when we talk about Kiki and Steph toward the end of the night. But man, it's such a boneheaded decision.
It really is. And like you said, the girls have the power over Mackie. But they're so smart that they're letting him tell the guys what they want to hear. These guys are so much bro-chacho, I don't even know the word for it. They're just got something in their head that they lock into it, and the girls are going to be able to pick them apart. Like, it's kind of great to see because these boneheads don't know what they're doing. Their game is getting messed up at their own hands. And as soon as they're told one way or the other once they have an idea in their head of one way or other what the girls want to do, then Mackie's going to go on board with that. He's fully going to abandon any plan the guys want him to do as soon as they're out of power.
Yeah, I mean, just like look at it from this perspective, right? You have Mackie, first you have Steph, who is telling people, I want Adam out of the house. Then the guys are like, Adam, though, or Sam? And she's like, probably Adam, but maybe Sam. Then you have Mackie, who's saying, I want Adam out of the house. I want to nominate Dane. Then the guys are like, why do that? And he's like, because I want to. And then so the guys are like, OK, we want to get out Mackie. Then they go to Steph and Kiki, and Steph and Kiki are like, nah, we want Mackie to stay. We like what he says. Then they have a conversation with Steph and Dane in the same room where Mackie says, yeah, I'm going to nominate Dane. Steph says, don't do that. Nominate Sam. Mackie says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to nominate Sam. And the guys are like, perfect. It's exactly what we want. Just look at those events and think what's going to happen next. If Mackie wants Adam out and to nominate Dane, if Steph wants Adam out and like probably doesn't want Dane nominated, but that's fine. She still wants Adam out. And Mackie repeats what Steph says, then next week, Mackie will do what Steph says, which is not necessarily what you want.
Taryn, this is asking way too much of these guys. Come on, they have one agenda and one agenda only, and that's to bro down and get to the end. That's it. Like, they think they can get to the end with their bro plan, and they're not even looking at players around. They don't think anyone around them is capable of being on the same level. All they have to do is win every competition, because, you know, that's what happens every season, is these group of guys just win competitions every single chance they get and get to the end. They have it in their mind that they're playing 100% the perfect game while these girls are running circles around them in the background, getting everyone that they need to. And eventually they're going to go after Adam, their head leader, and then go after them one by one by one.
Yeah. It's just so dumb.
It's so dumb, but it's fun to watch because it makes for great live feed updates.
So anyway. Adam and Anthony talk, and Anthony lets Adam know, like, hey, you know, Mackie could be loyal to them. We could use him because he's so pliable to us, and definitely not the people that we saw tell him what to say in front of us. Tell him what to say. And Adam's like, I feel like Kira should probably stay. I feel like that's the better choice here. Doesn't really make sense to keep Mackie, but I guess we can all like get together and talk about it. You know, I guess I'm open to some things if you guys are all on the same page about this other thing. And Anthony's like, yeah, you know, if we're talking about it, you can't trust Sam. I mean, think about what she just did, revealing secrets. Like, I hope you see that. Adam's like, no, don't worry about it. I see it. I see. I can't trust Sam. I see it. Adam just really being just pushed down by the rest of his alliance here.
Oh yeah, they are basically at this point able to control the vote, so they're telling him what he needs to do and what's going to happen around him. Obviously they're not going to tell him, hey, this is why, because we want Sam out. Their whole agenda is to get someone else to do the dirty work for them, so that's why they're trying to groom as many people as they can. But I feel like so badly, I feel like this is going to backfire in their face.
Mm-hmm. So Adam and Sam are going to argue some more relationship drama. You betrayed my trust, your secrets, and, Chelsea and Mark. And, I thought we could blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that.
They're just the worst. I hate watching their dynamic. It's just like Brent was saying, it's just so not fun to watch. Like, just seeing Sam and Adam and how they can talk to each other and how they, you know, in the episode, you see them almost trying to kiss and stuff. Everything about them, I absolutely hate. So I just want this so badly to come true. Mackie comes in, saves the day, and gets Sam out of there. Or Adam goes up. I don't care. I'm just tired of seeing it.
Yeah. He also says, you know, Mackie's probably staying now. I hope you realize what you've done. Dane talks to Adam about their problem. Dane's like, you know, I kind of want to evict Kira again now. That's where I'm kind of leaning here. Anthony and Mark both talk to Adam about it as well. Like, hey, you know, kind of feel like the move is to keep Mackie at this point. And so the votes have flipped. Smacky, as of right now, is staying in the house, and Kira will be evicted on Thursday.
I mean, is it bad that I really want this to happen? Like, I feel like all week I've been like, okay, it's a foregone conclusion. Mackie's going home. He's digging his own grave. Normal recruit, telling people the wrong thing to the wrong people. It's just all week I've been expecting this. And for this to be week two and where you have this, you know, flip-flopping back and forth, I just want this to happen. I just want there to be somewhat of a blindside or something to go in a certain direction out of nowhere. So to watch this happen and watch it all unfold has been really fun to watch. And even if we might not be on board with it or think it's a stupid plan or whatnot, it's been exciting because it at least brings something to the table.
Yes, and 100% give the MVP award to Steph, who has basically single-handedly flipped this vote, saved Mackie from himself, and it has definitely strengthened her position in the game considerably with this move, if it sticks. Very pleased with what I saw from Steph. It's really like, and even that, it was like she kind of had to, she was doing that alone without Kiki in the room. Yeah. Like, I really feel like Kiki drags her down so much in so many ways.
She does. And I think eventually that problem will sis itself out. But I think she's been playing amazing. Like, out of everyone in the house, I've been most impressed by her and Eddie. I think that she really brings a lot to the table. And I'm excited to see what happens with her game. Hopefully it doesn't come back to bite her, just where she moves too hard too fast or tries to save the wrong person too fast. But I really think that she's in a strong position to get herself further in this game.
Yes. And so toward the end of the night, Kiki and Steph were talking and they were pleased with themselves, obviously. And they talked about, you know, if this goes through, Mackie stays, he maybe gets rid of Sam. We'd still want Adam gone. Like, even if Sam leaves, we'd still want to target Adam. You know, it's kind of concerning that the guys don't want Adam to go, right? Like, that's weird.
It's finally happening. They're finally starting to let it click.
The flip is like a couple of hours old and the guys are already in trouble because of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, this plan was going to backfire in their face no matter what they did. If it weren't this today or tomorrow or next week, it's gonna happen in the next coming weeks. And to see that the girls are finally starting to figure it out that, wait a second, if they're okay with this, then there's something going on where all of these guys are on board. How did they all get on board? Who are they talking to? I think it's all going to get sussed out very soon.
Yes. It's like everything that we have been saying. Sam is your shield. The second you get rid of Sam, you are sitting naked with no protection. You have ruined your own games if you take Sam out purposely. She is there to protect you. But man, they just do not see it at all.
But Taryn, she's brainwashing your bro, so we got to get her out. Like, there's no way she can shield you at all. Like, she is such a perfect shield. She's annoying at times. She talks around. She tells secrets. She does these things that puts the target on her back. But no, got to get her out. She's too close to one of the dudes. Got to get her out of there because we don't want him, you know, swaying to her side. I just think inevitably it's going to backfire. I honestly feel like Sam's going to get further in this game than, you know, most of the guys.
Not only is she a shield, she's a distraction. She makes people focus on people who are other than the pretty boys. You know, you can see it here. You can see the exact process work where the second Kiki and Steph are looking at like, okay, Sam goes, what's next? The guys are protecting themselves, each other. Like, what's up with that? I could easily see Sam going on the block with Adam and then them kind of realizing like, wait a minute, why are they pushing so hard to keep Adam? Are the guys aligned? Like, what's happening there? And then they choose to evict. Maybe they take Sam down and they put up Dane and they're like, hey, we figured out the guy alliance. We're taking a shot. Like, it is just it's so bad. It's really I think this is one of the most boneheaded things I have ever seen. Like, the moving company definitely a better alliance. I'm serious. They made mistakes, but they were not this big. And really, like, the biggest downfall was the Hinky vote that Spencer cast, which was like not the best move, but it wasn't the worst move. And then McCrae just kind of like shifted allegiances, right? Like, it's not like he was doing something that unintentionally blew up the alliance. He intentionally blew up the alliance. There's not much you can do if one of your members actually betrays you. So
Amanda got involved.
Yeah. Definitely moving company. Quattro, I think, was better. It's another one where, look, if people just shift away, but these people, they're loyal to each other. They want to make this work, and they're just making decisions that are terrible.
What was it? Also, the Fatal Five with the all girl alliance on season.
Fatal Five. Yeah. Well, I'm mostly looking at the bro alliances. We'll also talk about the original bro alliance, the Four Horsemen, better than the Pretty Boys.
Cowboy deserves this, okay? He played much better. He's playing the Maki game. You're completely right. It's just they're playing so badly, and they're going to blow everything up around them that – I just think it's only a matter of time before, you know, the girls like Steph, she'll go and tell something to Dane, and then all of a sudden all the guys know about it. Clearly she's going to figure out that these guys are working together and they're going to be using Sam as that bait. And I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to go after these guys, and it's just a matter of time until it's all figured out. I mean, literally we're 2 weeks in. 2 weeks in, and you're already blowing up your own game. Like, all you had to do was sit back and watch it happen. You had the numbers. They're ruining it for themselves, and it's great to watch.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm only comparing bro alliances. Faute is still probably worse. we won't go that far, but, of the bro alliances, I do feel like, so far the Pretty Boys are the worst.
Yeah.
Because they have everything going for them, and they're doing everything in their power to mess it up.
I mean, they have the numbers, they have everything, and now they're going after their own teammates, they're letting their secrets known, they're letting people see who they're working with so easily, they're easily influenced. It's just like, you had it all set up. Ugh, it's frustrating.
Yeah. But also, kind of like it. Kind of like watching them just blow themselves up.
I love watching it.
Especially because Steph is the like orchestrator of what's happening. I really want Steph to be our new sort of mastermind.
Mm-hmm. The new hero of the show.
Yeah, I think she needs to lose Kiki. I think that's what needs to happen.
But Canada, Big Brother Canada won't show it at all. They'll never show that she's the mastermind. You know, somehow Adam will be the mastermind and it all worked out for him. But no, they'll never show that she's running the show.
I think they'll somehow portray this as like Mackie saved himself with some excellent gameplay or it'll be like Kaylin succeeded with her plotting.
Yeah. Aika came back and saved the day for Mackie.
Now, we can be a little more optimistic. They had an okay episode on Sunday, so let's keep our minds open.
But we're always optimistic, so I'm just hoping this time it pays off.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to bring up from yesterday?
No, just those things. Mainly that was what molded the whole day and made it into what we got to see. And just watching it all crumble and fall apart for these guys, even at their own hands, has just been fantastic to see. So I'm excited to see going forward what happens the rest of the week.
Yes. All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Bobby, where can people find you?
Yeah, on Twitter. Last time I gave my handle, but my last name's kind of weird, so I'll spell it out this time. It's @GoodsbyBobby, which is GoodsbyBobby, and then Bobby, BOBBY. So, check me out on there, and I've had a lot of fun doing this. Thank you so much, Taren.
You're welcome. There you go. And I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night after the live eviction, we will be there to recap what goes down. Likely at this point, seeing Kira leave. And then Friday, I will be talking to the person who was evicted. Again, probably Kira at this point. And that's what we've got for you.
fingers crossed for great feeds. And honestly, please say this whole thing pans out, because it'll be just such a train wreck. It'll be fun to watch.
Yes. And make sure you get your stock watch decisions in if you want to play along in the patron group or on Reddit. Both, I believe, have a game set up. So make sure you get those in. Make it happen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.